I won't play. I promise
not,
I will not
you.
play. I will not ever play anything ever, ever.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello, and welcome to episode 107 of Geek Grills. I am the Jen, and I am currently joined by one of my co-hosts, Linda.
Hi.
True Noob. we are minus one co-host, as Ember has been swallowed by the sickness. So unfortunately, it will be the... Well, I mean, we're still going to have a good time, but it's just going to be the two of us today. It's going to be... Hostful-ish. It's like the Hostful episodes when it's just us and ish.
Ish.
I just want to remind everybody, the Geek Girls podcast, wholly supported by you, our fabulous listeners and viewers. You can do that on twitch.tv/geekgrills with your subs and your bits and your bingos and bangos. Or you can do that at Patreon, patreon.com/grills. So if you're happy to throw us a buck, we're happy to take your buck.
Yes.
all right, and Linda, what crazy mayhem have you been up to in the recent future or past future opposite? No, we're not going to have a No Taco Tuesday on another Monday. I draw the line. Linda,
we have to call it something else.
Right? It's the No Mouth Worky Monday.
Or something like that.
Oh my god. All right. What have you been up to recently?
Well, a friend of myself went to the local aquatic center, and we started our exercise swimming regiment, which I had forgotten that my triceps exist until I was done with that, because we started off slow. We did 10 laps, like, it's like a warm-up, and then we went into the other pool, which... Because there's a lap pool and the instructional pool. So we went into the instructional pool and did some, like, water aerobics. But, man, after those 10 laps, I was like, ow, the backs of my arms. Why?
Yeah, my problem is whenever I do that, I don't feel it the next day. I feel it the day after.
It's so 2 days. It's 2 days for me, yeah.
And then it's like, that's when you're working out again. So you're like... Oh God, like I can't. And then by the end of a week of working out, if I haven't done it in a while, I basically just can't move. And I just look like I'm like an old lady or something. And it's like,
well, it surprised me because I literally, after I did the 10 laps is when I was feeling my triceps. And I was like, this doesn't normally happen to me. It normally takes, you know, a couple days for the muscles to go, oh, ow, what were you doing? You bitch.
You bastard. Yeah.
But so we're going to try and have that be like a weekly thing. We're going to go and swim. It's because it's excellent exercise. It works like all your muscles, and it's easy on your joints, which I have family history of my joints not being so good. So
I really want to make a joke about people going easy on their joints. I know some people that should probably go easy on their joints. But not the different kind
not
of
that
joints. Kind. Different kind of joints. Yeah.
And then in kind of the creative realm, I have a shawl commission.
He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die!
You have a plushie update! I'm so excited! Yeah, okay,
so it's,
sorry, go ahead.
It's really funny because that actually fits this real well. So if you look, it just looks like a real nice, like pretty lacy shawl. But if you get up close... You realize that each of these is a skull. So it's
that
so fluffy, they're going to die.
Freaking badass. So it's like it's black shawl crocheted. And yeah, from like far away, it looks like just
pretty
any
lace.
Old, lace patterned crochet shawl. That's awesome. And then skulls inside.
Yeah, little skulls. And it's sparkle yarn.
Nice.
So you can't really see it in this, like, in this light, but it's got like a nice little subtle shimmer going on, which I love. It's for a very, very fabulous gothy guy that I know.
That's amazing.
And then the other thing is I got a little bit of perler work done. just one thing to show off, but I think you'll like it. It is a Sailor Jupiter transformation wand.
I like her. I like her a lot.
Yeah, it's the second wand, so it's the star, the star one.
Right. That's awesome. This is making me want to, like, go back and rewatch, like, but that's so childhood for me. I don't know if I could handle, like, that level of a nostalgia fest to go back to Sailor Moon.
Well, you know what's interesting it is you could probably go and watch Crystal, because it's different enough from the original story that it would probably, it would still touch on those nostalgia vibes, but it's not 50 episodes to get to the final boss.
Yeah.
I think they're literally 24 episodes per season, I think. Fancy. Or might be less than that. I can't remember. Because it's very much closer to the manga. But, you know, it lacks a little bit in character development. We'll put it that way. And then the last thing is yesterday, actually. I got a Galadriel costume from a friend of mine who is actually a seamstress. She had an old one that she wasn't going to wear anymore, and she sold it to me for a very reasonable price, considering she made it from scratch and the dress is made of 7 yards of fabric.
Right,
but
right.
It looks, not to be like super vain, but it looks real good on me, so I'm happy about that.
I look good in this outfit, and that's okay. It's okay to, like, I don't even think you should have to feel bad about that. I think that's, like, okay to just enjoy how you look in something.
Yep,
I support it.
I do the Renaissance look very well. I do.
Yeah, see, me too. Like, it's funny, because, like, I have one outfit that I used to wear for LARP a lot, which is, like, this particular corset that I have that is just, like, the perfect shape. And I wear it under a suit jacket, and it's, like, my favorite thing. And I'm just like, I just need to find reasons to wear that again. Because I'm like, I just feel super good when I'm wearing this, because I look super good in it.
Yep, you got stuff like that.
Bugs assaulting me. It's fine. Everything's normal.
Oh, no. So that was basically my week last week.
Oh, boy. I hit level 120, which is the current highest level on World of Warcraft for my Horde character.
Ah.
So I now have a priest and a druid, and now I'm getting raid ready, because that means it's get ready to raid time or whatever, end game time, end game story time, collect the who's a what's it's to put in your swizzle sticks to take to the guy so that he likes you, and then you're going to like get some other stuff, and then he's going to give you some pants or
boots. Pants.
Maybe a cape. I don't know.
Nope.
I've already reached that point of like, oh, God, am I really doing this again? Well, it's funny because, like, I was really contemplating, like, how many expansions. Because I've been playing since the first day. I'm not saying this to be like, I've been playing, but I have been playing since the first day. I've taken some breaks, but I have played every single expansion. I didn't start every single expansion. Wrath, I did not start the day it came out. Every other expansion, though, and the first game, I played on the first day. So it's kind of crazy to, like, think about how many expansions there have been and how many times I've done this. And then I'm like, oh, I feel like I don't have the same level of energy, maybe, that I had.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think, because my friend my friend Kelly is super into WoW. And I think from the time I have known her, there's been, like, 9 expansions. So I know there's been many expansions before that.
Well, you've got, so Vanilla, Burning Crusade, and my brain is already like, and there was something after that, and I don't remember what it is. Oh my God, I really can't remember what's after Burning Crusade. I guess, was that Wrath? I guess that would have been Wrath. And then Cataclysm, and then Mists of Pandaria, and then Warlords of Draenor, and then Legion, or Illidan, Happy Fun Time Fangirl Fest. and then now Battle for Azeroth. Unless I'm missing one. I feel like I'm missing one, but I maybe not. Maybe I just don't want to believe that that was the next expansion after that. But I think it really was. The only one I didn't play at launch was Wrath, and I have never been so disappointed in anything in my life, because that was some of the best raid content that they ever did, and I was just so mad that I didn't do that entire expansion. That expansion was so good. I would have definitely given up standing in a pile of 500 people trying to go through a fucking portal in Warlords of Draenor the day that that came out, because that's how that went.
Oh boy.
It went that way until I was an asshole and I have this stupid thing, and we're all standing on top of this and trying to click, and then you're just hoping somebody's gonna move so that you can then click the portal that nobody can click because everybody is standing on it. They've changed the game now so you don't have this problem anymore, because now like the NPCs, like you can see them through the people, or you can click them through the people, so we don't have this problem anymore. But at the time, I couldn't click it. And it's like midnight and we're all like trying to go through the thing to enjoy the new content, because we all did the digital download. And yeah, so finally I have this item that's like called a mole machine, and you put it out and it teleports you. You click it and it like teleports you like to another part of the world. So I put it down where everybody was standing and clicking. And conveniently enough, half of people or so left, and then I was able to click the portal. So
conveniently.
Weird. I don't know. They all just decided to leave, I guess, like right then. Whoops. Whoops. Oh gosh. Oh, World of Warcraft. It's been around for a minute. Yeah, no. So this expansion, I have been enjoying the story though a lot. I have to say, I actually am really into the story, and they've gotten really seamless with how they move from one quest chain to another. You know, it's not so much like, okay, do a bunch of stuff and then go back and turn in 5,000 quests and then you could like take a break. I actually find myself needing to locate spots where I force myself to go, because if I don't finish that entire zone, I could just keep going. And it's gotten to the point where it's really getting very, very seamless. They've gotten so tasteful with how they're doing, the cinematics too. I feel like there's just the right amount of cinematics. It's not too many, it's not too little, because there was nothing worse than like when I played, God, was it Star Wars Old Republic, that had like every quest was like, and here's this video, and you're just like, you pick up a pencil, a number two pencil, here is the cinematic for your character picking up I felt like everything. And I like when it's just the important moments, like the really important moments happen. And then a lot of times they use that to do the phasing of the zone as you're moving through the story. And so it's very, very seamless. Anyway, very impressive. Did lots of that. Started playing HOTS, which I hadn't. Heroes of the Storm, which I actually hadn't started up in months. It's like three characters that existed, one of which I didn't even know existed. Had fun. Won games. Good times. Overwatch. Same thing. Ran in there. Played some games. Whatever. So yeah, just trying to mess around on some other video games occasionally. I need to finish Dark Souls, but I can't. I'm trying to be like, oh, but I have these 8,000 other things to do, and I don't want to go hate myself for hours to go play Dark Souls and finish it.
Dark Souls, you have to be in a very certain mindset, I think.
Yeah, like a masochistic one. And yeah, so I did that. I did watch Me and My Dick, which is a musical that was made by Starkid Productions. They are a group of students that make YouTube video musicals, basically. Like, write their own stuff, and they're on YouTube, and they're like, the quality is sometimes meh. But they did the Harry Potter musical, which Darren Criss was actually in before he was on Glee. But, like, some of these people, I watch it, and first of all, it's hilarious. So it's so fun. I laugh my ass off. And then there's also like times where you're like, oh, it's sad. And then on top of it, you're like, these kids, you're like, what the hell, man? Like, how are you people not all famous? Like, they're incredible. And then I watched another one of theirs, something. It was like a mashup of like Alien, Starship Troopers, like anything that could there was even like Star Wars references, and it was super good.
Are they the ones that did the Doctor Who time warp, or am I thinking of a different group?
I think it might be. I don't know. But I watched that, and that one, like, was emotional, it was happy, and then it was sad, and I was like, oh, and there's, like, a robot, and they fall in love, and I'm like, oh, God, it's amazing. I also like when he, like, not any spoilers, but there's a point where at some point they tell, like, the robot chick, like, that something, and it makes her happy, and she's like, my pleasure capacitators are on full capacity, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is the silliest thing. I laughed so hard, it's ridiculous. Oh, it's delightful. Go check it out. It's really inappropriate, but absolutely worth watching. I mean, if I'm being honest, it's like, that one is the I don't know if that one's called, like, Starship something. You'll find it if you go to their channel, but I watched Me and My Dick, which was like such a wonderful love story where two people's genitals help them come together.
Kind of sounds like Big Mouth, but whatever.
It probably is. I also watched Maniac, which is the thing on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to hold my conversation about that because it's actually very, very relevant to our conversation today.
Our topic.
Yes. I am done with going over the million things I did this week. Apparently, I did more than I thought I did. Yeah, stuff, things.
Lots of video games.
Lots of video games and more video games. Yeah, so we'll start with I'm terrified and excited to find out what you thought of the Bumblebee trailer.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. In case anybody is wondering, it is now time for the Geek Grapevine.
Yes.
It's like off the rails. Like, where's Ember? I don't know. Yeah. We, like, all hell breaks loose. Linda and Jen are going sideways, kids. Oh, God. Okay. So, yes, the Bumblebee trailer. I am legitimately excited and terrified.
Okay. So, second trailer came out. And it didn't spoil, like, anything in the movie. It kind of laid the groundwork of what this movie is going to be about, which it seems to be that Bumblebee is on the run from these Decepticons that have followed him to Earth and have convinced a sector of the government that he is a fugitive. So, that seems to be kind of the baseline of it. The rest of the trailer is just, like, showcasing different characters, and, like, I'm actually, as I told my husband, I am cautiously optimistic. Because it's got the one strike against it for making us think that it was Starscream. It is not Starscream. They made it look like him, but it's not. It's another character named Blitzwing, who doesn't even look like that, but we're not going to get into that. So it's got that one strike, but everything else,
it's great because, okay, like, you going through these trailers is like when I'm trying to go through Marvel trailers where I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm excited.
Oh,
but
man.
Still.
Back when the Bay movies were coming out, every single time we were in a theater and a Transformers movie got a trailer, like, my husband just started to laugh because I would do the same sound, which is, he would just look over at me and just start laughing as the trailer is going off.
And you know, he's just like, oh God, I'm going to have to deal with this.
So we've come up with an idea, actually, based off of a conversation that we had last time we recorded, because I was telling him about just something we were talking about. I forget even what it was, and he was like, you know what, we should put together just a list of all the trash movies we have seen. Like, they're not junk food movies, which are bad movies that are so bad they're good. They're just trash fire movies. And we should just have a couple of shots and then rant for 5 to 10 minutes, because we have a whole list. Like, it's the Transformers movie 2 through 5, or however many the hell there were. I Frankenstein, which is garbage. and the Last Airbender.
So let's like clarify. So a trash fire movie is like it's just garbage, and there's
just
no
awful.
Like
there's little to no redeeming value for it at all.
Okay. See, this is one of my favorite things that Poodle Puncher does. Part of the Diamond Club Stream Team Network, by the way. Poodle Puncher does a movie party. Mm-hmm. And I don't always get to sit in on them, but when I do, sometimes it's really great. And, like, New Year's, not last year, but the year before, we did... Oh, shit. Cowboys versus Dinosaurs, which was just as bad as you think a movie called Cowboys versus Dinosaurs could possibly be. By the way, the dinosaurs are explosive because they like gas in their blood or something, so they could like shoot them and explode them.
Is that a sci-fi original?
I have no fucking idea, man. That thing was a garbage pile. Now, would that be a junk food movie or a trash fire movie?
Well, okay, so a junk food movie is a bad movie that you're still having fun with.
Like Clueless. Well, it's a good movie, though.
I actually
feel like Clueless is a good movie, but...
And sometimes junk food movies aren't bad movies, but they're not great movies.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Like, I think... Let's see what's a good one.
Fuck, man.
It's a movie that you like despite it maybe not being the best movie.
Sure. Pretty Woman.
So yeah,
that's like such
like that.
A guilty pleasure. I will watch it every once in a while and watch Julie Roberts and like
yeah.
be the lovable prostitute that she can be. But that is not a great movie. But it's okay. It's a movie.
Yeah, it's movies that you enjoy that maybe are not the best movies, as opposed to dumpster fire movies, which are just awful. You cringe from beginning to end.
Okay. Yeah, if you can see the movie, because apparently Last Airbender, I need to go back to understand how cringeworthy it was, because I couldn't see it, so.
Yeah, you really do. Which, that's the only problem with our plan, is that if we're going to do these, like, rage reviews... We have to watch them again.
I feel like what you have to do is you got to rabbit these so you're doing this with other people. We'll talk about that with streaming media.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should. That's good. I like it.
But yeah, there's a list, and I'm hoping, but I'm not super hopeful. I think Venom might be on the list. I haven't seen it yet.
I liked the trailer, but now I'm kind of scared because everybody else thinks it's garbage, and I might just have googly eyes for Marvel stuff.
So here's the reason why people think it's probably not going to be so great. So there's an embargo on doing reviews of a movie up to a certain point before the movie comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Usually for like good to great movies... That's about a week to 2 weeks out, is they'll start doing reviews. This movie's embargo is the day before it comes out, which means they don't want anyone seeing it until that day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not good. That's bad.
Yeah. We're going to go see it. Me and my husband, we're probably going to go to, like, Studio Movie Grill. And get dinner and watch it, but
I don't know. Okay.
It might end up being one of those movies where all the way home we talk about how we could have written it better.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. That's okay sometimes. So I wanted to share this. It's newsworthy for a couple reasons. Well, okay. So Kellogg's is doing a partnership with Overwatch, where if you go to the website that I tried to link poorly, if you're live with us in the chat, I suck at links. You buy Kellogg's products and you get Overwatch loot boxes in game. So you buy participating Pop-Tarts, Cheez-It, Famous Amos, or Pringles products between October 1st and December 31st. You take a picture of your receipt with the qualifying purchases, and then you log into this website for Kellogg's Family Rewards, and then within 30 days of purchase, and then you get an Overwatch loot box in your BattleNet account. So,
I mean, it makes a modicum convoluted of sense
to do it, but yeah, I agree. No, it totally makes sense. I don't know any, I know right now 15 people I can think of that play Overwatch and probably eat far too many of some of those products.
Yeah.
And are like, fuck yeah, give me some loot boxes, which is great. I have no issue with it. What I find interesting is that I think this might be, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think that this is the biggest name brand family people other than outside of nerds or tangentially nerd people will hear of Overwatch related to their products. Like, it's on the fucking boxes. Like, that's what's crazy is that, like, yeah, with that you're actually gonna see, like,
the characters yeah,
on the boxes. And it's like, okay, I mean, Wheaties had like people on them. It's kind of interesting to me. I feel like this big crossover thing that's not, I don't really remember seeing recently.
I think it's very similar, like back when Iron Man first came out and like superhero movies started to become a thing. That's when you started seeing them on cereal boxes, on Pop-Tarts boxes, kind of stuff.
I mean, for years, you could get stuff like with your Coke rewards, right? Or whatever, mm-hmm, your Sprite dollars or whatever. And you could do that, but it was, and then sometimes there were products that were integrated with like sports teams and like chances to win stuff. And then sometimes like little items like knickknacks, right? Or whatever, some kind of like cup or hat or whatever, or keychain.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It's the biggest one, I think, that's related to like a game.
Well, yeah, and like the idea of you get a like getting free loot boxes, that's kind of interesting too, especially with all the whole loot boxes, loot box gambling crap. Part of me's like, oh boy. But I do think the system to redeem your loot boxes is terrible. I think what they should have done is been like, take your code and type it in, and then the loot box is sent to whatever BattleNet account you type in right now. Enter.
Yeah.
Instead of the receipt, because I don't know about you, but I don't fucking keep receipts, because I don't. It's gonna give a reason, and I'm like, you know, there isn't one.
I just don't do it.
I just don't do it anymore. It's 2018. My fucking bank account's gonna tell me what I spent money on. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I'm probably missing out. Actually, I do look at my receipt. That's true. I actually, now that I think about it, it's like I'm talking to myself in my head. But yeah, I do still throw the receipt out, but I do look at it before I throw it out to make sure it was correct. But then I toss it in the garbage.
The only receipts I keep are from Joanne's.
The only receipts I keep are the ones that have the survey, and then I fill it out, and then I throw them away. I should
probably fill out more receipts.
I do the Walmart rewards when I go to Walmart. I do take pictures of them. But then again, I still take a picture and I throw it out. Like, everything involves me getting quickly as I can to throw the receipt away. Yeah, so that's a thing. You have a spill. I found a spill for you. I'm going to click it. Let's see. California's latest disaster. A 300-gallon acid fire burns on a major... What? How did I not even hear this? How did this not come to me? Wait. What the hell? All right, hold on. All right. If rush hour in the Bay Area wasn't bad enough already, commuters encountered a novel obstacle on their way home Friday. That's poorly written, but that's fine. Yeah. A truck spilled 300 gallons of acid on a major freeway, stalling traffic and igniting a fire in surrounding vegetation. Okay, this might actually be worse than the bees on fire.
Yeah.
The honey, and then the fire, and then the bees, or the bees, and then the fire.
Yeah.
This might actually be worse. We may have finally done it.
I'm surprised we hadn't seen it.
I don't know how I hadn't seen it.
It is only a month old, and I think we had kind of gotten out of, like, looking for spills until...
Well, because I've been getting so many sent to me that it's making me lazy. People have been sending them, which I appreciate, and so sometimes I don't have to look anymore, so I don't notice them. This one is definitely for the Hall of Fame, for sure. The truck was carrying a blend of phosphoric and nitric acid when the chemicals spilled onto Interstate 880 near the city of Hayward in the East Bay. Haystack? My best friend is from there, so that's funny. I'm going to just send this to her and be like, look at this. I don't live there anymore. The corridor is a major thoroughfare used by people working in Silicon Valley and commuting to homes north of the tech hub. Yeah, that's basically it. That's like key commute lane place thing.
Yep.
Wow. Led to a toxic vapor plume that led authorities in Hayward to urge nearby residents to shelter in place. That's good. That sounds super safe. So the chippies, they shut down the traffic. Holy crap. That's insane. This is a good one, by the way. Let me link this for people, by the way. Holy hell, man. That's crazy.
I put in, you know, truck spills 2018, expecting to see the stuff that I'd already seen. And that was 300 gallon acid fire.
Rutabagas bounced across the highway in Alabama, and then, oh, by the way, an acid spill that caused a toxic flume and then caught the vegetation nearby on fire. Whoops.
That's why you don't play with acid, kids.
Yeah, right? Jesus.
Bad.
That's intense one. Okay. So I will be perfectly honest with all you guys. We, with the shifting of the humans that are on the show today, and also with stuff, things, whatever, we decided that since it was just going to be Linda and I, we're going to bullshit about, streaming and how that's changing TV. And I think, I know that this is a topic that we have kind of covered tangentially a couple times.
We've touched upon it.
Yeah, yes. And I definitely think we've had some conversations there, but I think it's interesting to have a conversation about it more specifically. So I watch all of my TV through streaming, as I have for some time. Most people know I'm a cord cutter. I haven't had cable in a while.
I think we only got it because we had to get a bundle with our internet.
But as soon as those deals were done, we were like, nope.
We don't use it like at all. It's all like Netflix and YouTube and Twitch, actually.
Yep.
Because you can get just as much entertainment off Twitch as you can off Netflix.
It's funny. I was actually going to mention that too. I was actually going to put that in my notes here. I really think that it's interesting trying to explain to people that they're like, well, like, I don't watch as many shows anymore, because I can watch the funny part of the show on the YouTube later when I want to. And then in the meantime, I have Twitch running all the time and I'm watching people play video games or make doodads or cook stuff or talk stuff. I find I'm definitely using Twitch much, 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 much more often. So something has to be really interesting to kind of pull me in and make me want to check it out. I think that that's one of the things that's really interesting is that because you can watch it whenever, you're not like, okay, well, let's see what's on. Click, 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 click. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have that, you have to be sold by whatever they give you.
Yeah. Or you're not like, okay, let's stop what we're doing and watch our show at 9 o'clock for an hour.
Yeah, no, I don't ever watch. Well, that's the other thing, too, is that I feel like watching things together, I feel like you have more watching together and then also less watching together. Yeah. So it's like this
weird. If it doesn't grab both of you, then it's just like, okay, you go off, do your thing on your computer, and then, you know, maybe we'll come together for something later.
Oh, my God. I'll not, like, there's that. And then it's funny because you have the shows that you, that are, like, saved for the significant other and like, or whatever, or whoever you're watching it with. And it's like, if that person cheats and they watch that, that's like that's a world ending event. But yeah, there's like that, like, we're going to watch this show together and you're going to go watch maybe this show and this show and this show on your own, but you have your shows that you watch together.
Yeah. There's a couple that we have that we're like, okay, we're going to sit down and watch these together. Like, one of them is like one that he picked and one is one that I've picked. we haven't found the time yet to sit down together because we're all busy doing stuff for streaming and crafting. But and he doesn't, he's like, he doesn't get that when I'm crocheting, I put on things that I have already seen.
I see. I put on things I've already seen or things that I don't need to see. And it's funny because of that, when I go back and watch things again, like I'm on my fourth rewatch of West Wing because I do it all the time. When I'm watching it, I have like memories of whatever video game I was playing at the time that I'm in that scene or whatever. Or like if I go to like in WoW, especially, I'm going back to like different zones and I'm going back and doing some old stuff, just trying to get drops. And I'm like, oh. Like, and I have these, like, residual memories of when I was there and what I was watching at the time. Because I definitely I have stuff going kind of all the time. But you're right. I can't. It's actually made me also appreciate dubs. I hated dubs. I never, never, never would watch a dub. Now I'm like, can I get it dubbed, though? Because I don't know Japanese, so.
Yeah, so it's like, so if I want to, you know, watch something that I've never seen, I have to dedicate time when I actually put down what I'm working on, because it's weird for me to sit in front of a TV now without something in my hands working on it. But if I want to actually see something, I have to like put it down.
I am a fucking garbage human now. I can't do it. Like I have tried, like I've had some situations recently where like, oh yeah, let's watch this thing. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, I feel like I'm held hostage. I'm like, I need something else to do. I don't ever do this. I don't ever, very often, sit and watch something. And it has to really be worth it. Now, the thing that I do usually do that with are the things that I pay for. I do pay for a couple shows because I buy them, like, just per show because I don't need to have cable. And that's, like, The Walking Dead, RuPaul's Drag Race. I do subscribe to HBO during Game of Thrones, and those are things that I will watch. I sit in front of it, I watch it, and I'm enjoying it. But the interesting thing is I'm usually watching it with somebody else. Either,
well, it's like when you go to a movie, you've paid for the movie.
Exactly.
So you're gonna focus your entire attention on what you're watching. And that's another thing. I mean, technically you've paid for Netflix or whatever, but it's their.
How many things do you have that cost less than $15 a month that you forget you even have?
Yeah, exactly.
I had WoW. I think I've paid for WoW for probably almost as many months that I've played. And as many months as I haven't played. Like, I can't imagine. Because that's a $15 subscription. I forget it. I mean, that's like three coffees. Like, okay. Like, you don't think about it. It's like such a small amount. And that's. I will say that, like, with those ones, I do watch them, and I watch them with somebody, either in person or even I watch remotely, where maybe we may not be watching it in the same room or even on the call or anything, but sometimes I will get in, like, Discord, and we'll be watching it together, and we'll sync it up. Mm-hmm. Like, with Game of Thrones, I have a buddy, and he lives on the other side of the country. And we'll be like, okay, are you pressing play? Okay, cool. Because the streaming is available at the same time that it's showing up on the TV, on the normal cable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we're like, all right, press play. And we watch it together.
You can even do it on your phone. You can do it on your phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, it's nuts. And I do find that the other thing that I find interesting about how I engage in TV now, too, that's very different, is that I want the... I don't just read a forum or maybe talk about it at the water. You can't have a conversation at the water cooler about whatever you're watching anymore because there's 8 million things.
Yeah, and not everybody's going to watch it at the same time or anything. You got to go to like forums where Discord places.
Or YouTube channels and like communities. And like for me with RuPaul's Drag Race, when I was in Sacramento, I used to go, and there was a drag queen that used to have a show at one of the gay bars, and we'd go there on Monday nights, and we'd watch RuPaul's Drag Race, and then during the commercials, one of the drag queens would perform, and it was a community experience for me, and I miss that, and I haven't had that since I lived out here, and about a year and a half ago, I found Movie Bitches, and I love them to death. They do YouTube videos. They do like reviews of like movies and stuff too. And they do retro movie reviews and all kinds of fun stuff. But they do current movie reviews too. But they break down the episode, and it's like they go through the whole thing, and I love it because it and I apologize, I think we might be skipping just a little bit, but the I love it because I watch the episode, and then the next thing I can't wait for is when their thing comes out. So I actually subscribe to their Patreon so I can get it 2 days earlier so that it's, I can watch the episode. And then I know that within a couple days, cause they use like clips and stuff. So they do a really good job of like adding things. And it just, it's a experience that when I watch RuPaul's Drag Race, I watch the episode. I watch the behind the scenes episode. And then I watch Movie Bitches. And then I watch Movie Bitches YouTube video. And then I watch other sometimes peripheral reaction videos. But the thing is that that's such a different way of, I can't just watch just the show. Like mm-hmm. It's an entire experience. And of course this makes me just sound like an absolute crazy person right now. Cause I really love that show. I love it. It's a great show.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And I need to get caught up because I haven't seen all the seasons. But it's also the same thing of when you've got a streaming service and let's say that you haven't paid for something like Netflix, especially when they're doing their like original series, they will drop an entire season.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I did. So that's why I wanted to mention. Mm-hmm. So Maniac is the brand new Netflix series that just dropped. And they're all like, they emailed me, which they don't normally email me about things, but they're like, we think you're going to like this. And, you know, whoever gave them my algorithms was accurate. I very much enjoyed it. It is good. It's Emma Stone and Jonah Hill, and it's weird, and it's quirky, and it reminds me of, like, it's weird, but it's good. It's good. Also, be careful if you're watching it, though. If you do have mental health triggers, there are definitely a lot of things in there that can be eh. But other than that, it's a great show. But I didn't just go in and go, okay, cool, I'm going to watch the show. Oh, my God, I can't wait till next week. No, I was sick. So in the time that I was awake and then later on in the week, I watched the entire season that's available. Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
Well, that's how when it was still on Netflix before the CW was like, oh, this is popular. Teen Wolf was on there years ago. And I was like, oh, this is a rendition of that silly movie in a TV series form. Well, I'll take a look at this. It is nothing like the movie, P.S. And by the way, just getting that
so
out there.
So it's super good, is what you're saying. You're saying it's super good.
The first and the second seasons were really good. Like, so I never was kind of the one to, like, stay up late and, like, watch things into the late hours. So, like, my husband went to bed, and I was on, like, the third or fourth episode. He comes out at like 4 a.m. and I'm sitting there with clutching a pillow watching like the last two episodes, and he's like, why are you up so late? I'm like, it's so good and I can watch all of it.
I remember the first time I binge watched something, it was Grey's Anatomy, like that I truly binge watched, like on, because everything at the time was available and it was like several seasons, and it was Grey's Anatomy. And there were times where I was up for an entire week. I stayed up until like 3 a.m. because I was like, no, I gotta get one more episode and I gotta get, oh my God. And then one of the things that I think is changing TV is because these writers, you can't write to, you can't write with that tension of a week. There is no tension there. And that's like when somebody, I'm showing somebody something like Game of Thrones or whatever, and I'm like, no, I had to wait a year and a half before I got to find that out. So good for you.
Thanks for the cheer, by the way, Grizzly Adam.
Yay, thank Grizz. You. Grizz is an original girlfriend supporter since the very beginning of the Geek Girls. Remember, people, you can be here live and hang out with us. It's fun. You can help us title the show. Also fun. I think that it's really interesting how you can kind of tell, like, the ending of a show, episodes are starting to shift in different ways, and kind of how they organize the episodes, because they do, they know that you're going to just watch it.
Well, here's the thing, though, because Teen Wolf was originally, I believe, a weekly show that was on Netflix, Like they after it was it ran through its season on CW, they put it on Netflix. Until again they realized it was popular and they were like, took it away. and you I could see the weekly writing, because they were doing weekly writing. Whereas if you go to a Netflix series like Sense8, it's still dramatic and it's still suspenseful.
Right.
But you have the whole season. And you can see a difference in the writing.
And I feel like it's sometimes, I feel like in these dramas, they categorize the episodes. It's like, oh, this is a this person episode, and then this is a this person episode, and then this. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to come together in an episode that talks about this, this, and this person, and then in one episode. And it's very much, I don't think it's quite as, what I always remember from shows is you want a little bit of everybody. Because if you don't do that, then it could be 5 weeks before somebody sees, you know, Joe Bob.
Yeah, sees the character, yeah.
So, but now, if you drop the entire episode, or the entire episode run for an entire season, then you can do that. You can have those episodes kind of packaged that way. And that was one of the first things I couldn't figure out what it was that made it different and where I was noticing a difference in the writing until I watched Maniac, and it finally dawned on me, that's what it is. That's what's different, is how they package the episodes and put them together, because you don't have to worry about not talking about a character for 2 weeks, you know, or 2 months. Well,
and in some of the, you know, the weekly ones, they do that on purpose. Like, a character will drop out, and then, like, when it comes back, it's something has happened.
You forgot that he didn't do the thing with the so-and-so and the you know, and, like, whatever. Yeah.
I find that, like, not all the time, but a lot of the Netflix, like, series that get dropped all at the same time can do more subtle things.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of their viewers are going to watch them all in a row.
And so sometimes rewatch it very quickly. Because they can go right away and go, oh, God, I got to rewatch that episode. Or, you know, I think that the amount of rewatching that happens is there, too. So I think that they do a lot of subtle things because they know people are going to look for subtle things. But it also means that they got to do a damn good job because people notice everything and Reddit is a thing. So.
Yeah, because the weekly episodes kind of had to smack you in the face with a clue by four whenever they
were... Right? They're like, oh, by the way, did you say clue by four?
I've said it before.
I have never heard this.
Yeah, no, that is delightful. Episode title. It was an episode title.
Like, I wasn't there for that episode, I could tell you right now, because I'm like, that's delightful.
Yeah, it was.
I guess I can't do it again.
Smacked in the face by a clue by four, I think was the.
Oh, well, now I can't use it, because it's already been an episode title. Now I'm sad. Yeah. Okay. No, you're absolutely right though. Like, we had to get walloped on things sometimes, and it's a really different experience. I do think it is absolutely changing the medium of television, because now what is the line between a movie and television? Because we have movies that come right to Netflix now, and is it really television anymore? Because it's not, I don't know, serialized. How do you define television? Is it a thing that is serialized versus an installment? Because when we have seven movies in a row or six sequels, at what point is that just a serialized thing that goes to the theater first?
Television is something that sells commercials that you can't escape. Unless you have, like, a Roku.
Unless you have Netflix. And then you never see a commercial ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, or me, and I have ad blocker. Sorry, Hulu. Like I just get a couple minutes of, like,
I go over to my parents, you know, to visit them, and they still have regular cable. They've got, you know, all the thousands of channels or whatever, but they've got a Roku where they record things because they can just skip past the commercials, or they do it on demand.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, what's the difference even if you're trying to just circumvent that? I mean, granted, you get a lot of things that you can record on demand or whatever that you won't get on Netflix, like stuff from Animal Planet and what is it? Food Network, HGTV.
Sure.
You won't get those, like, on Netflix, but
you can get them on Hulu.
But the whole point of them getting the on-demand system and getting the Roku is just to get past the commercials so they can watch their show.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, we don't want to be advertised to in that way. But the funny thing is that I feel like, how do I put it? I feel like advertising is different now. Like, commercials have to be entertaining or they really kind of have no value. They have to be something, because honestly, for the most part, I don't find out things from commercials anymore.
Nope.
I find out, it's one of my favorite quotes from college that I will never forget. And somebody, I don't remember how it came up, but somebody was talking about watching commercials and how, oh yeah, because that's right, because it was like one of the, kind of in the beginning of being able to avoid commercials by other means. And my friend goes, I just watch commercials so I can figure out what's new at Taco Bell. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there you go. Like, that is a useful function that commercials play is, by the way, here's the new fucking weird bullshit. And here we are, like, 15, 20, God, I feel so fucking old right now. A bajillion years later, and Taco Bell is still coming up with fun things. And the only reason I know about it is because I listen to a podcast where somebody tries all the new shit that Taco Bell does. So that's the only reason I know whatever the new thing at Taco Bell is. But yeah, it's the commercials don't, I feel like they just don't do as much anymore.
Yeah, it's just, it's, so I part of a survey saying that you get points and you eventually get like PayPal gift cards.
Right.
When you take enough surveys.
I like how we all have one of those that we do. Yeah, whatever one you picked, that's the one you have dedicated.
and one of them was like, watch these like commercials or look at these ads and like rate them or tell us what you think about them. And like always one of the questions is how much did you enjoy this ad?
And I didn't. Be like, it was an advertisement.
There's no point in asking me that question. This is an informative thing that I'm having to do. I don't like advertisements.
I think the most effective ads that I have utilized or that have had an impact on me and made me buy something or look into something are the ones like on Facebook or something like that. Now, granted, I barely use Facebook, but honestly, they're the ones that I see embedded in a website that I use.
Well, and the thing is with like Facebook, and if you go on to like, it's a, you know, Facebook is the parent site of Instagram and Wish now.
Right.
So they're using all of that algorithm knowledge to try and steer the ads into something that
which
you
is
will
why I will
like
never
to buy.
I will never not have Pampers and Cord Blood all up in my advertisements because of what I do for a living. It's annoying. Like, I'm not having a baby. Stop advertising. But then there are times where I'm like, this is a thing that I wanted.
Yeah,
thank
there's
you.
there's a thing that keeps like it's I clicked it once and now it's popped up on my Facebook like every time I've logged in, which is like, what is it called? Writer's work.
Yeah.
And it's like it's an app
where you
slash
can get like
website.
Freelance work.
You can get freelance work.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, because I've been published in the past. And so I was like, well, let me see what, you know, things there are there. And I clicked on it and now it's everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's true, though. Like, I can tell what I've been shopping for recently based on what advertisement starts to show up on my whatever page I go to.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And I'm
got
like,
so
oh,
many...
shit, I forgot I was shopping for underwear at Tord. Thank you, computer at work that's linked to my Chrome at home.
Yeah, I got so many, like, because I was looking for Halloween costumes, and it was like, hey, here's all of these medieval dresses. I was like, thanks. I don't need them.
So I think it's fair to say that the way, I think it's absolutely fair to say that television shows have been impacted by streaming, like, not just how we ingest them, but I think we're actually at a point now where they are themselves changing and becoming different because of it.
The writing, the pacing.
Oh yeah, the pacing is absolutely important because you can't just debate. You're not going to have the pace of a week all the time. And a lot of people, even when it is a weekly show, they have to start to take it into consideration, because a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I'm going to watch it once the season's done. I'll watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to wait now.
We're just going to wait for the whole season to drop.
Or to show up on Netflix a year and a half later.
Yeah. Like, they'll totally, like, that's what my husband does. He waited forever for The Good Place Season 2 to not be
money. I just found out that The Good Place Season 3 is on Hulu, and I have Hulu. And I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it. Cool. Episodes of The Good Place Season 3. Woo! And then it was like, next episode, next week. And I'm like, I don't know how to watch TV like this anymore. I'm ruined. But yeah, no, I definitely think there's been some changes. I'm glad we talked about it more specifically, because we definitely danced around this topic for a while, but it's nice to actually dive in and actually go a little bit deeper on kind of how we are ingesting television now. If you guys want to chime in, you can do that. You can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com, or give us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at Geek Grills. That's GEEKGRILLS. Apparently I didn't make that clear before. There was concern. So with all of that being said, what are you looking forward to, Linda? What's going on in the future?
Now in the future.
That was a callback, guys.
This weekend, because so many of my family members have birthdays in October, we are having our family birthday extravaganza.
Oh, you have the problem we have with December.
it's March. And
so
it's,
you got
it's
New
October.
Year's people. I got, like, you have like New Year's and Christmas baby making in your family. Apparently in my family, it's all like Valentine's Day. So there you go.
Yep. That's what happens. I guess my family is just real romantic that way.
And birthday time. Yeah, that's fun. October is such a fun month. And I'm so excited. I love October. So hopefully I'll be raiding soon. Maybe we'll find out if I can find a team or apply for a team or do something. I am really excited. I love October. I love Halloween stuff. I love candy. I love people dressing up their kids in costumes and putting it on Instagram, because Neil Patrick Harris is an adorable human, and every year I get excited to see what he's going to put his children in. They're like the stupidest couple. Like, watching their stuff is just like, ugh, it's so cute. There's just so much. Love Halloween. I love October. I love Samhain. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's such a good time. And so I'm excited to begin the month. I'm going to start watching like horror movies. I love shitty horror movies, and it's that time. And then shitty horror games, and woo.
I already started with Coraline. I watched Coraline yesterday, and I was like, this is the beginning of the month.
Yeah, right? Oh man. I don't even know. Like, I have a list of horror games because I asked somebody, and then I got a list. So now I have so there'll be
some... Are you gonna do Amnesia, The Dark Descent?
Maybe.
The original?
Maybe. I've got so many things. There's I have Walking Dead to finish. I have Life is Strange 2 to finish. I have World of Warcraft to play. I have Dark Souls to finish. It's like, good lord, how am I? And then stuff keeps coming out. I'm like, I don't have enough hours in my life. But we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. We're gonna make it happen. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Just a reminder again, everyone, if you would like to watch us record this live, you can do that at twitch.tv/geekgrills Monday evenings. Next episode is going to be recorded on October 8th, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. not Eastern. Pacific.
9 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. The place that's on the other side of the country. Sorry, Central, figure out your math. I don't know. but yeah, come hang out with us live. You get to help us name the show and put show title suggestions in and tell us that we're silly or tell us things that are interesting in the chat. So come do that. It's much more fun than just listening to it later. And as always, I want to thank our patrons and our supporters and our bit throwers and our people. We don't do ad reads. We don't have advertisements. So the best way to support us, the only way to support us, is through patreon.com/grills or right here on our Twitch channel by bits and subs. And we love all of those things. And thank you again for the feedback and all the love from our patrons. You guys are my favorite humans on the interwebs.
And if you want to help us out and you don't have money to throw at us, you could leave us a review, which is free. That's on any of your podcast catchers. They help our rankings, which help people find us, which would be great. And you can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there.
Yes. A retweet is worth so much. And it's so easy.
Even if I don't understand Twitter.
Even if you don't understand Twitter. Linda, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can also listen to me talking about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out the first of every month, which actually should have dropped today, now that I think about it. And you can find me on Twitch under the name TrueNoob. That's TRUN00B. Now, here's the thing. I may be moving my creative streams to a new Twitch channel that's going to go under the name of my actual
Your Etsy
company. Yeah. So I may be moving them there. I'll probably still have the TrueNoob Twitch.
Oh, you could even change it. Well, we'll talk. We'll talk. We have stuff to talk about. That's good. I'm excited. That's fun.
So there's that coming.
Yay. Go watch her sort perler beads. No, just kidding. Go watch her make stuff.
It's
now.
behind me. Oops, I turned the wrong way. Behind me is my project I'm currently working on that channel, which is the War Turtle. So that's going to be tomorrow.
Oh boy,
he's in pieces right now.
Yeah, I forgot to put down the other thing that I spent hours on this week, and that was looking at fan art of Bowsette. Just saying. If you would like to get in touch with Ember, she couldn't join us this evening, but you can find her at 9of12 on Twitter. That's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch. Also on YouTube, doing the Heresy and Hearsay show. I am The Jen. You can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. I promise this month it will happen. And also, you can find absolutely everything I do at thejensays.com because I own the shit out of that domain, and it's great. So thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game. GG.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.